Okay. Okay, I'll answer briefly, and if others have questions, we can talk afterwards. So, if we are put in a situation where, you know, we make a choice based on our intelligence, but then the choice backfires. You know, say like Indrajit Maharaj was cursed, so that it seemed like he couldn't do much. So in the Mahabharata, it is said that how do we decide what is right and wrong action? So how do we know a particular action is right or wrong? So say there are broadly three parameters: as intent, content, and consequence. Why am I doing a particular action? That can decide whether it is right or wrong. Content: what am I doing actually? And what is the result of what I do? So for example, normally we will say speaking truth is good, and in content, speaking lies is bad. But if say some terrorists are chasing a person, and that person is our friend, and we shelter them in our house, and the terrorists knock on our, the rioters knock on our doors, is he here? Should we speak the truth at that time? No, it will cause the death of that person. So there is right and wrong, which is content. Speaking truth is right, speaking false is wrong. But there is, we have to look at the intent. I may speak a lie because I want to protect someone, or I can look at the consequence. If I speak the truth, what is going to happen? This person is going to die, therefore I should not do this. So basically, morality, right and wrong, is not categorical. It is also contextual. Sometimes it is determined by context. So sometimes life puts us in situations where we make the choice using our best intelligence, and then afterward that choice turns out to be wrong. So then we get a particular consequence for that. So then we understand that this is simply karma. Sometimes with our best intelligence, when we normally we say action has consequence. That's true. That's the law of karma. But sometimes a small action can have a big consequence. And sometimes a big action may have a very small consequence. So this magnitude, so karma is not simply linear one-to-one correlation. Sometimes a small action can have a big consequence, and that means that some past karma was involved over there. One devotee is a traffic cop, and he was telling, there's one boy, there's a baseball match going on, and he had his phone, and while he was driving the car, he looked at the baseball score, because the match was going on his mobile TV. And what happened? In that moment, the car veered off control, and it went and hit someone on the curb. That person was badly wounded, and this boy was jailed for that. That is, now, many of us, we look at our phone messages when we are driving. But here's a small mistake, but big consequence. So sometimes what happens is, certain things are just, if a small action leads to a big consequence, that means that some karma is involved over there. So because of bad karma, that thing was meant to happen. We can try to learn, okay, maybe I should not do this at all. So like say some people, nowadays obesity is a big concern. Some people, you know, they eat a little and still their health gets spoiled, their figure gets spoiled. Some people treat their tongue like a conveyor belt. They eat anything and still nothing happens. They stay healthy, they look fit, nothing happens to them. Why is that? Because by past karma, some people are meant to have healthy and fit bodies in this life, and some people are meant to have sickly bodies. So for a person who is meant to have a healthy body, even if there is some indiscretion in eating, it doesn't lead to much effect. But somebody who is meant to have a sickly body, a slight indiscretion can have a big consequence. So then what can we learn from this? Okay, we say, oh, that person ate that much, I also ate that much. No, but it created a big problem for me. So I have to eat according to what is my nature, what is my situation. So we can learn some lessons. But in general, life doesn't come with a guarantee of right results.
But it's aparad part of your factor that you committed aparad.
Okay, let's not get into aparad right now. If somebody commits an offense to someone and then gets a result, see, generally in the Bhagavatam, often principles are illustrated through extreme examples. Mm-hmm. That means that a small mistake, like Bharat Maharaj trying to save a deer, that causes him to get a deer's body. So both the positive and the negative. Ajam is just chanting once, he saved from the Yamadutas. So, in order to illustrate universal principles, the Bhagavatam gives extreme examples. But the extreme is not the normal. And fortunately, this is Kali Yuga, so So no sages have power to curse like that. So no need to worry about that. Okay.